Selama bertahun-tahun, pasar fried chicken sandwich atau roti isi ayam goreng bertepung didominasi Chick-fil-A. Lalu pada 2019, jaringan restoran ayam goreng, Popeyes, juga meluncurkan sandwich ayam goreng yang akhirnya laku keras dan menantang dominasi Chick-fil-A. Setahun kemudian, restoran siap saji yang lebih identik dengan burger, McDonald's, juga menggarap sandwich ayam goreng sendiri.
New chicken sandwich, I really like it. It's a very enjoyable. It's very nice to the taste. It's not too tough. It's not too hard.
I think it's a good idea. I'd like to try all the chicken sandwiches.
KFC, Wendy's, dan pemain utama lain juga tak ketinggalan. Tahun ini persaingan kembali memanas dengan peluncuran Chick-King, singkatan Chicken King, oleh jaringan restoran siap saji Burger King yang masih satu induk perusahaan dengan Popeyes.
They are somewhat late to the game, but very often restaurants are looking at how other brands are performing before they jump in and get their feet wet. And I think Burger King's looked at the marketplace, they've learned from Popeyes, their sister brand, and ultimately I think they're creating a product that many Americans want and certainly will be able to get it now at Burger King.
Restoran siap saji kini memang beradaptasi sesuai pergeseran selera pasar.
We've now gone from burger wars to chicken wars, fueled by Popeyes chicken coming out with just a wonderful product that has allowed them to do double digit growth over the past couple of years, almost a year and a half. So I think what's happening today is that all of these brands, in an effort to compete with more traditional chicken restaurants like Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, are coming out with a better quality chicken sandwich so they can get some of that share of this kind of new generation of crispy quality chicken product.
Tapi peluncuran produk ayam membawa tantangan sendiri dibandingkan produk daging cincang.
Well, I think with Burger King, they're creating a product that will very likely slow down service because in order to create the quality that you want, they really have to be hand-breaded and really cooked to order. So it could slow down the service. Now, the other issue that the industry has been facing for a while is the labor issue, where it's harder to get qualified laborers into the restaurant because the wages are still relatively low. And because of that, this is a product that will require higher pay and more extensive training to get it right. And anytime you're dealing with chicken, you've got more food safety issues to make sure you're dealing with.
Daging ayam memang perlu perhatian khusus karena dagingnya perlu dimasak benar sehingga bisa membunuh seluruh bakteri, terutama salmonella.
Pandemi memang akhirnya meningkatkan permintaan akan ayam goreng, sayap, dan berbagai jenis makanan yang dikenal sebagai comfort food atau makanan yang membawa kenyamanan di tengah ketidaknyamanan dan bahkan keresahan dari banyak konsumen. Dan peningkatan permintaan ini disertai dengan gangguan pada jalur distribusi sempat menciptakan kelangkaan sayap dan ayam goreng di berbagai restoran di Amerika Serikat. Kelangkaan yang baru belakangan mulai teratasi. Dari Washington DC, saya Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.